This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show, it was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Okay, look, I'm just giggling because some people text me messages during the show asking me questions. It's kind of like, look, I get to them, but I get to them, and if I go past the story and I don't get to them, I'm not coming back. Sorry. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always, you know, there is a chat room up on the website. You can always go to that, request the information there, you know? All right. Before we get rolling, and let's see if I can trigger a few people. Little highlight from President Trump's Memorial Day speech back in 2020. This is what one should sound like.
I stand before you at this noble fortress of American liberty to pay tribute to the immortal souls who fought and died to keep us free. Earlier today, the First Lady and I laid a wreath in their sacred honor at Arlington National Cemetery. Now we come together to salute the flag they gave their lives to so boldly and brilliantly defend. And we pledge in their cherished memories that this majestic flag will proudly fly forever. In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy. Once more, the men and women of the United States military have answered the call to duty and raced into danger. Tens of thousands of service members and National Guardsmen are on the front lines of our war against this terrible virus, caring for patients, delivering critical supplies, and working night and day to safeguard our citizens. As one nation, we mourn alongside every single family that has lost loved ones, including the families of our great veterans. Together, we will vanquish the virus, and America will rise from this crisis to new and even greater heights. As our brave warriors have shown us from the nation's earliest days, in America, we are the captains of our own fate. No obstacle, no challenge, and no threat is a match for the sheer determination of the American people. From generation to generation, heroes like these have poured out their blood and sweat and heart and tears for our country. Because of them, America is strong and safe and mighty and free. Because of them, 2 centuries on, the star-spangled banner still proudly waves.
You know, I say, right, when you're talking about Memorial Day, when you're telling people or your kids, your grandkids, tell them the real story. Tell them what took place. Get informed. I mean, say, in all sincerity, get informed. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about, I know, of all things, you guys would never expect this from me. But we're going to talk about what's going on in the comic book world. Some of you who may have been paying, maybe you weren't paying attention, I don't know. But some of you who were paying attention recently saw what it was, they changed it, what it, they changed, is it the slogan, the mantra of Superman? And if you remember what that was, I shouldn't do this anyway. Right, it was truth, justice, and the American way. Wasn't that hard to figure out? But they didn't like that. How dare you say the American way? Right? So now they changed it to truth. Ready for this? Truth, justice, and a better tomorrow. Seriously. Superman. I mean, he comes from another planet and became an American. What can I tell you? This is really ridiculous when they get down to this level. Every little thing they have to chip away at. Every little thing they have to turn around. And they're going to say, see, it's, why does it trigger you so much? Because they don't like it when people have to lie, twist, and pretzel stuff to make it fit their narrative. That's what bothers me. I don't care about all the other stuff. Good luck to you. And I do mean good luck to you. But everything else doesn't, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, I've always said this, if you've got the product, if you've got the right thing, right, if what you got is truth that will help people, then why do you have to lie about it? Put it out there. Put it out there for what it's worth and what it is, and move on. And again, as I have said, when we come back, we're going to talk about the change. Yeah, in the comic book world, people. Anybody home? Hello? Be back in a few minutes.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Cedar, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Oh, you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, look, today we're doing Memorial Day stories for all intents and purposes. I had General Valley on in the first hour, and, you know, it's back to tell your family, tell your kids, tell your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, the neighbors' kids, whoever will listen. Tell them the real truth about the history. Tell them the real truth. Now, you guys have heard mine a million times. My family came here from Italy to get away from fascism. These kids today, they don't even know what fascism is, but they're fighting it. They don't know what they're fighting, but they're fighting something. But if you don't talk with them, if you don't tell them what's going on, if you don't tell them where your family came from and what they ran away from, how are they going to know? How are they truly going to understand what fascism is, what socialism is, what communism is? They can't. It's impossible. My next guest, this is the first time he's coming on the show, and I'm really having a lot of fun with this Gabe El Tayeb is joining me right now, and we're going to talk about Memorial Day in a second. But he left DC Comics. And, you know, we've had a field day with DC Comics over the last few years between, you know, Superman replacing his motto, Truth, Justice, and the American Way for what? A better tomorrow? Compared to who? Every, you know, different countries, different religious beliefs, they have different ideas of what a better tomorrow is all about. What was wrong with ours? And now what? Clark Kent, I can't wrap my mind around it. Gabe, first, welcome to the show. Secondly, Clark has a bisexual son. When did he have a son? I missed that. When did that happen?
I don't know. It was a few years back. They introduced the character Jonathan Kent. And actually, he was a child. He was like a 10-year-old boy or something like that. And it was a really popular book that was fun and adventure. And then they aged him up through some comic book science. And they aged him up intentionally so he could replace Superman as an adult and then be anti-American and woke and all that. And it's just a disgrace. It's why I left. I was in mainstream. I've been an illustrator for over 20 years, working with the Hollywood companies for the better part of 15 now. And, you know, getting rid of Truth, Justice, and the American Way for Superman, who's not even my favorite hero. I like him, but it was just the final straw for me. Things have been getting woke since 13, 14, like mid-Obama second term, just getting woke everywhere in culture. But in my industry, you know, Night Letters, Blacklist, cancel culture starting going rampant. And I didn't, you know, and eventually enough was enough. So I gave up a very lucrative, steady career because I cannot destroy this culture. It's too beautiful. It's too wonderful. It's done the most good for any amount of people in the history of the world. So that's why I'm here.
I think it's funny that his son is going to wear a cape and fight climate change. I mean, is he going to wrangle? You know, that's one term that confuses me, just like, what is it called? Carbon credits. What are we paying into when we pay carbon credits? Do they have like these big fans that are going to blow the carbon out of the... I mean, I don't understand. I don't understand this either.
I think woke is like a religion, obviously. I think these people are secular. They hate God. They hate this country. So they're their own God. They have their own religion of narcissism. And like the old, like from the Renaissance, the Catholic Church, you could buy indulgences from the Pope. I don't know if you ever...
Yeah, I heard
so that. That's what a carbon offset is. That I'm Leonardo DiCaprio. I can own a yacht that burns 300 gallons of gas a minute or whatever. It's not that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but if I buy a carbon offset, then I'm a perfect human being. So they're buying indulgences like the corruption in the old, you know, 500-600 years ago in the Catholic Church or whatever. So.
Yeah, you're the only, you work in the only industry where they can fly over 1,100 planes into a, you know, a climate conference and somehow justify it by paying a few shekels to clean up the mess or what have you. They're so self-unaware, it's pathetic. And you're dealing with it on a daily basis. But that comic book world, I mean, how do you politicize that? How did that become, has it always been that way? We just didn't know it?
You know, it's been creeping that way. I mean, all of entertainment has been creeping that way, in my opinion. I'm 43. I was born in 1978, so I wasn't there. But when I look back at the movies from the 60s and 70s, you can see it just starting to bubble a little bit. And it's boiled over now in the last, you know, 15 years or so, because it's been a few generations of people getting more and more from traditional Christian, Judeo-Christian, Western culture that we need to be so grateful to on this Memorial Day especially. But it really went turbo, I think, in that Obama era. There was a scandal that was analogous to what happened in comics called Gamergate. I don't want to get too into the details. There was a bunch of woke feminists got angry at the toxic masculinity of video games, and that kind of broke the cultural war dam open. That was when it was no longer a Cold War. It became a hot culture war. I guess metaphorically, I'm kind of mixing metaphors here. But that was at Gamergate. And it's funny, some of the villains of the far left weirdo feminists of Gamergate ended up working in comic books. And they ended up writing this woke stuff where their only heuristic on how they create art is not to entertain and make beauty. That's all I'm concerned with. I'm just a guy who was a little boy who loved to draw. That's it. And things like Star Wars and Transformers captured my imagination. G.I. Joe, very early 80s. I was 5 years old in 1983 or something like that. And I just wanted to draw for a living when I got older. and I was minding my own business, much like you, much like your audiences, and minding my own business, just trying to enjoy life. We all love movies. We all love music. And all of us, we all started noticing in the middle of Obama's term, like, what is going on here? Why do so many of these characters hate men, hate Christians, hate straight people, hate families, basically hate what this country was built on? You know what I mean? They want to talk about tolerance and inclusion constantly, and they hate us, like, with a fire. It's insane. And out of, like, a culture of jealousy and resentment, they want to destroy everything that our culture is built on. It's no coincidence they went after Superman, right? He is American as apple pie and Chevrolet and mom and baseball. Of course they went after him. He renounced his American citizenship. He quit using truth, justice, and American way as a slogan. And as you said earlier, the opening of the show, truth, justice, and a better world. Well, whose better world? Some, 27-year-old postmodernist with a sociology degree. Because they know more than us, real adults, right?
Right.
They're going to tell us how it really is. Because what do we know, right? We're a bunch of dinosaurs, according to them.
But so your family also, well, you know, your mom and your dad's side came here from different countries. And I find, this is just my observation, I find that many people who come here, from a different country, their offspring like myself, have a different appreciation for this country because we heard from the old folks, if you would, what they ran away from, what they had to put up with, and why they came here. The kids that are born, you know, I have an 84-year-old aunt who remembers fascism. She came over here in steerage on a ship, and she cries when she's on the phone with me. She said, you know, I knew this was going to happen because you don't appreciate what you have. You young people grew up with this, and you really don't get it and don't get what you could possibly lose. And listening to them speak, she's right. She's 100% right on. Hey, we got to go for a break because we believe in capitalism here. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up on Joe Messina Show.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore.
There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A 32-year-old French journalist was killed in eastern Ukraine while covering a Ukrainian evacuation for a French broadcaster. 32-year-old Frédéric Leclerc Imoff was fatally hit by shell shrapnel near a key city in the Donbass region. French President Emmanuel Macron paid tribute to the journalist on Twitter, saying he was in the war-torn country to show the reality of war. European leaders have agreed on a partial embargo on Russian oil. The compromise only bans oil brought in by sea, allowing a temporary exemption for imports delivered by pipeline. The embargo covers more than two-thirds of oil imports from Russia, according to officials, cutting what they call a huge source of financing for its war machine. No numbers from Wall Street today. It was closed due to the Memorial Day holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Oh, we need some more guys left, I'm telling you. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5566. Yeah, you know, a friend of mine was sitting with his son who just got back from a Marine base here in California, and he was telling me that those days are gone, that the days where they really put you through stuff are gone. And I thought that was interesting, because do you think that our enemies, when they capture you for any reason whatsoever, that they're going to have a nice, soft, you know, safe space for you? That's going to be a conversation that's civil? No. They're going to rip you up. They're going to rip you up verbally. They're going to come after you with guns blazing. And it isn't going to be a timeout, you know, whatever. I need a comfort dog. It doesn't work that way in the real world. And I'm military people, you know. They need to be ready for the nastiest of the nasties. But we have to have a more gentler, kinder military. And I always joke that when it comes to the military, I mean, we want these guys to, you know, what is it? To blow things up. Sorry, but that's what I want you to do. I want you to get there, and I want you to take out the enemy any way that you're taught how to do it. And take the, you can't go in there nice. Anyway, I'm wasting a lot of time. This is one of my irritant points, seriously. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Let me bring my guests in. Gail Taib joins me, and Gabe was formerly a DC comic illustrator for Superman, right?
Yeah, if you can think of it, I've worked on it. Superman, Batman, Star Wars, all of it. I've had a long career in comic books, very successful, working at the highest levels. And like I told you in the last segment, I quit in October. Very publicly, I humiliated them. I'm sure you talked about it in the show.
Oh, yeah.
It was for 3 days. I could not deal with them getting rid of Superman's slogan of Truth, Justice, American Way. So I said, adios, Hollywood. You woke weirdos. I'm too good for you. I'm not going to help you destroy our culture.
No, and that's what a real hero is when it comes to some of these things that people think they're being hero. When you walk away, when it's a personal sacrifice, okay, you know, I won't go through the whole story, but we had to make a decision to go after somebody in this business, and it hurt us tremendously financially. But we had to decide whether we were going to hide or we were just going to get out in front of it and let people know what was going on. And, you know, I mean, I'm still here. The house is still here. The cars are still in the driveway. So we're going to make it. We're all going to make it. But you have to be willing to give something up. You have to be willing
to fight for something. And that can be painful sometimes. So you've had your family. You come from a family of immigrants. Your dad's side of the family, you know, that what was that guy's name? Gaddafi? Remember
Gaddafi. Yeah, he's a murdering socialist dictator.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
The bipolar guy, I mean.
Right.
I mean, when you saw him talk and give a speech, you could see it in his eyes. But tell us a little bit about your history. And you know, this will tie into how important Memorial Day actually is for you.
Absolutely. Memorial Day, I mean, it's really very important to me, the point of this culture, and appreciate it. My father came here in the 70s for a better life. He grew up, born and raised in Tripoli, Libya, and lived under that socialist dictator. They killed my father's friends and put my father on death list because him and his friends in the 70s were against Gaddafi and secret underground meetings that I guess were not so secret to Gaddafi's spies and goons. The family lore is that Gaddafi had my grandfather killed in a, quote, accident. So I know what socialism is, how much it's hurt my family. You know what I mean? And I don't want to help but start over here. On my mother's side, we've been here since the 1700s, Mexican side of the family. And he fought in the Pacific. And it was traumatic. And he never told me anything about it. He wouldn't tell me. Maybe two or three kind of scary, brutal stories. And that's it. And I think, you know, my wife and I, a most wonderful wife, when I got married, she was a waitress and I worked at Toys R Us. And now we're successful. I've been to the top of Hollywood making comic books, and I see my stuff in movies and cartoons. There's stuff I've designed at Disneyland, and my wife is the first person in her family to get a college degree. And she grew up like on an Indian reservation, dirt poor. And I know what this culture can do for people like us if we're willing to participate in it and cherish and carry on its traditions. And there's no way in hell that I'm going to contribute to destroying that. So I said, yeah. So I told DC Comics, hell no. You cannot have my talent to make stuff to dismantle the American culture. No way. You know, and I'm fighting back. So yes, absolutely. That's why I left, because this culture we have is a precious gift. People died for it, struggled for it. You think about what I just told you about my father, about my grandfather Tim Duran, my father Abdul, my wife Adrian. The way we started off so poor, the way we started off, and this country, we're victors. You know what I mean? And it's because of the culture. I didn't do it myself. People did this for me for thousands of years. You know, through Western culture and through hundreds of years in American culture. I will not help destroy it. No way.
Well, you know, it's funny. Two things you say. One is willing to participate. You know, that nobody's willing to participate. They want handouts from the government. And I shouldn't say no one. I won't paint with that broad of a brush. But we've raised a group of ignorant people coming out of schools. I played a clip earlier where people couldn't even name the first president of the United States. Most people thought that Lincoln was a Democrat. Okay, why? Because they'd been taught that slavery was something the Republicans did. And right. So, you know, again, they don't understand what this country is all about. So they're not willing to participate and actually get involved. But you are a version of the true American story, American opportunity, right?
It's my honor to be that. You know, I feel humbled. I feel like, well, who am I that all of these people loved me and they didn't even know me? All these pilgrims and pioneers and people of every race and creed came to this country and made it the most wonderful, amazing country in the history of the world, period. I won't hear different from anyone else. And their sacrifice to me was love to me. I don't know these people. I'll never know them. They're dead and gone. How dare I destroy them? It disgusts me.
You know, it's funny you should say that. Yeah, I was talking earlier about the American soldiers that went overseas to fight for the freedom of others, because they knew what they knew what the big picture was. They looked at the big picture. And so they went over there during World War I, World War II, and truly to fight for the freedom of others and to fight for our own freedom at the same time. So I love stories like yours, you know, and I get others on the show, same thing. They came here from countries that were very oppressive, and it's great. Yours is a double story, though. I mean, you've got you know, one family from the Gaddafi regime and one family from Mexico that came together here, I think, right? I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? And then
my mother met my father in the 70s. My Mexican mother met my Arab father in the 70s at University of Northern Colorado. So that's where our two lines come together. So,
see, yeah. I love these stories. I love these stories because, again, think about it. I mean, the chances of that meeting there, you know, only here in this country,
right.
Could that happen?
I would not. If I was born in Libya, I wouldn't be a famous comic book artist with art published around the world, New York Times bestseller. I'm humbled that I got the opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I truly think that's wonderful. And then, you know, we're going to go to break in about a minute, and so I don't want to get too far into this, but you have taken that Truth America, listen to me,
Truth Justice in the American
and the American way, and you've taken that and made it your own because they didn't see any value in it. They didn't want it, did they?
Right. They literally don't have the copyright. So me and my friend David Williams is also my brother in Christ, a great friend. He's been an illustrator for like 30 years. Worked on all the cartoons of Warner Brothers, Ben 10, Batman. We've made our own book that people can get now on Indiegogo.com, Truth, Justice, American Way. You go to my Twitter, you go to my Instagram, there's a link to it right there. My name is Gabe. My last name is Beatles spelled backwards, like the band. It's El Taib. It's ELTAEB. But anywhere you find me on social media, I'm using that name. This is my real name. You got to support me because I'm fighting back for you in this culture. I walked away from a really steady, high-paying job so I could help preserve this culture and grow it because it's a gift that was given to me. And there is no way in hell that I won't make this gift available for someone 200-300 years from now. Another me in 300 years. I want them to have what I had, only better.
No, but you're right. We do need to support you. I mean, my listeners know that. They pay attention because I always say the same thing to them. Look, we got nixed on Facebook, nixed on YouTube. I mean, we're down the whole list. And the money we lost is tremendous over the years,
yeah.
You know, from not being able to make money in those areas. So if we're willing to be out front, guys like you and myself, we're willing to be out front. We're willing to give things up for the proper fight. They need to be there to support us. I always joke with my musician friends. I would say, stop giving money to Lady Gaga, who is 180 degrees from what you believe, or Beyonce, or any one of those, and start spending your money with people like us that are willing to support them and be out front on that fight. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far, because, yeah, we do believe in capitalism. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come to see your house. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look at Hang on, I got to tell you something. That song always reminds me of a fighter, right? Of a bullfighter, actually. That's just in my mind, though. And I read an article recently that Mexico was going to outlaw bullfighting. You don't get, I mean, again, my understanding of what I read, I've never been down there for one of these things, but it's not like they leave the animal dead there to rot. Let's start off there. My understanding is that they, you know, they get the meat and they distribute the meat locally, and or the matador gets the meat or what have you. It's not a killing for killing's sake, if you would. So anyhow, but I'm not Mexican in any way, shape, or form. Let me bring on the expert to talk about this kind of thing. I got that when that song came on, and it went through my head. I said, wow, okay. So, Gabe El Taib is with me, and I appreciate his time with me again. If you've missed it, you're going to have to go back and get the first two segments, because I'm not going through the whole thing all over again. He did leave DC Comics last year, and he was due to the modifications of Superman's model that replaced the American way for a better tomorrow. That doesn't even sound right.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible.
Anyhow, I don't know if you know anything about that, but I was reading an article how they were going to, the PETA people got involved and said, this is disgusting, this is terrible, you shouldn't be doing this. And so they were thinking about canning bullfighting. Or maybe it's the younger kids just don't have any kind of thought on it, but whatever.
I think things like that, in socialism and communism, Marxism, they're all the same thing. I know that the left tries to get pedantic and pretend they're different. It's a culture of resentment because they don't like hard work and they don't like discomfort. So anything that requires a standard, masculinity, fatherhood, motherhood, making money, being a beautiful woman, being a strong, resolute man and being brave, all of that requires dedication, hard work, plenty of discomfort. And since they're of narcissistic children, they don't like anything that gives them any discomfort. Therefore, they want to destroy all standards. You know, like, so bullfighting, it's about being masculine and brave and daring. Of course they want to destroy it. And then the reason I'm up here, they want to destroy Superman. They want to destroy Star Wars. They want to destroy all of our heroes and tell us that the, you know, the granite chin, the stubble-faced, you know, like Indiana Jones is an idiot or whatever. I'm sure they're going to come up with that. And that some fat, ugly, blue-haired woman is better and stronger than him. Because they don't like standards. They hate standards because standards take hard work. So if you wondered why your music and your movies and your comic books and all that are degenerating, well, the people that make them are narcissist coward communists. You know, they hate this stuff. They never want to work hard and be disciplined.
You know, it's funny. As you're talking, I'm thinking in my head that, you know, think of all the terminologies they changed. And I've been screaming about the words for years. I keep saying, if you keep letting them take over the terminologies, you at least let them take over the words, they're going to have the culture. You have a birthing person. You don't have a mom anymore. They're now calling parents, some of these real left-wing wactoid teachers, are calling parents caregivers. They're not even parents anymore. No girls, no boys. I don't know if you knew this, but apparently breastfeeding is unnatural. Now stop calling it natural because it's not natural. I'm thinking to myself, my God, they've taken everything that God has made the norm and they're making it the abnorm. It's because they hate him so much.
Right. Oh, yeah. They hate every norm because norms take hard work to achieve. You're a little boy, you're a little girl, and you say, look at this beautiful mother caring for her children and all that. That's a lot of damn hard work. Look at this man. He's a police officer. He's strong. He's smart. He's disciplined. He upholds the law. That takes a lot of work. They hate standards today. They have a religion of narcissism. And the only one commandment of it is no discomfort, pleasure at all times. So anything that gives them discomfort, they must eliminate it. That's why they hate all of our stuff. And again, in my world of comic books and all that, that's why they're destroying it. That they just had a recent issue of Batman come out this week. I'm so glad I'm out of DC Comics. My goodness. He was talking about there was an Antifa riot in the book of Batman this last week, and he was supporting it, saying that the rich had enough, and, you know, he wasn't there to stop these people because they have legitimate frustrations to burn and loot. And I'm like,
is it Batman rich?
Isn't Bruce Wayne a billionaire? Like, what's he talking about? But see, it's the voice of the narcissistic writer. It's not really Batman's voice. It's the narcissistic writer injecting themselves into the comic. You know what I mean? So, to me, I don't get mad about it anymore. I laugh about it. But one thing, I will scold myself and all of us conservative Christians, all of us, we walked away from entertainment for the last 50, 60 years, and we said, that's devil music, and this, that, and the other. But what we stupidly didn't do, we didn't make our own versions that were high quality. Oh, sure. We gave it all to them. There was a fork in the road, and we could have followed the fork of It's a Wonderful Life by Frank Capra, a fellow Italiano like you. But we didn't go that way. We went the other way. We was Archie Bunker and all the subversive Married with Children, Every Father's Homer Simpson, and now Superman hates the American way. When I left DC Comics, I chewed out the vice president in a private message because I have his phone number. And I told him, and he's an immigrant, by the way, the vice president of DC Comics. I told him, Korea didn't give you what you have, Jim. America did. And Superman's a hero not because of strength and speed and flying and laser eyes and all that. He's a hero because of his values and his heart. He's a hero because he's strong enough to rule the world as a tyrant, and he chooses not to. He chooses to be loving and kind and have restraint, and those are the things taught to him by his Christian farmer parents. So how dare you destroy this character? How dare you? It's disgusting.
Oh, you know, I'm a couple of things. One is the new version. I haven't seen it yet. So the new version of Top Gun, I have friends telling me who are real good patriots are saying, you know, the movie surprised them. They expected some safe space stuff and all that thing. And they said, no, it seems to have gotten back to the old Hollywood days where, you know, people were really getting on the case of the kids, the young people that weren't carrying their load. I don't know how true that is. Did you see the movie?
I'll say this. I saw that movie the other day with my beautiful wife. And after you buy my comic, Truth, Justice, America, Right, please run. Don't walk and see Top Gun Maverick. It is not woke. It is brave. It is cool. It is adventure. It is what we wanted. It's what I'm trying to do with my new comics that I'm doing independently, where we just, our first goal is to entertain. Our second goal is to inspire. We want you to see our heroes down and out, and their world is shattered, and they lean on their culture. They lean on their God, perhaps, if it's a biblical story. They lean on their heritage to realize no matter how hard your heart has been broken, you can come back and be brave and strong. And I want young people and everyone to read my book and be inspired. Like, when you could ask my wife. I saw Top Gun. I was floating for like 24 hours. I told everybody about it. It was so cool and brave and exciting. You could feel the old school brotherly love between the men. And it felt like the 80s and the 70s when action and men were, it was okay to be that way, to be toxically masculine, I guess.
But how did we, Gabe, how do we allow them to take us over like this? I mean, you know, I'm a Christian, you're a Christian, and I always say the same thing. When did we go running into the closet, right? Why aren't we out there?
Fathers.
Was that?
Fathers. It's all fathers. You know, man, a lot of men get real mad about feminists and women. It's time to be a man. That's enough. That is enough of this garbage where men are watching porno and drinking Mountain Dew and playing video games all day. That is enough. You need to be men. If you hear the sound of my voice, that's enough. You need to learn to tell women and children no. And most of all, you need to look in the mirror, hopefully you have mirrors in your house, and tell that guy no. When the man you see in the mirror wants to do something stupid, cowardly, weak, narcissistic, self-indulgent, you tell him hell no. And he has to do what must be done, not what he wants to do. And that's why our society's falling apart, because we don't have dads for 50 years now. That's what it is.
Oh, no, 70-some-odd percent of the houses are without a father. But real quick, two quick things I want to hit on. One is you talked about, you know, Superman could be ruling the world or Batman or what have you. You know, you realize when we dropped the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, we had the most powerful weapon on the face of the planet. And if we wanted to, we could have pretty much taken over every country on the planet at the time. We were it. We were the man. And we did.
Right.
We actually went and helped rebuild this nasty, oppressive country of ours, went and actually helped rebuild Japan and rebuild some of these other countries that were involved in the war. That's how nasty we were. We got about a minute and a half left. Again, let's make sure people know where to get your book, how to support you, because we need to support each other, people, or this is all just words. You need to get off your butt and actually support us as well. Tell them how they can help you.
Right. Well, I got off my butt. I walked away from a lucrative job at Warner Brothers, DC Comics. I've been at the better part 15 years, making a ton of money. Didn't want to be woke. My friend David Williams, he worked for their animation division forever. He's an amazing illustrator. Together, we're illustrating our own book called Truth, Justice, American Way. You can buy it now on all my social media. My name is Gabe, G-A-B-E, El Taib. That is Beatle, like the band, spelled backwards. That's Twitter. That's Instagram. I'm even on Truth Social, my YouTube channel. If you go to Indiegogo, that's Indiegogo.com, there's a ton of like comic books and things on there. And if you search Truth, Justice, American Way, you'll find out. I need you to buy it, guys. I'm asking you directly to buy as many copies as you can, because this is how we fight back. We make comic books that are the old way Superman was, where we can teach kids not to be woke, to be inspired, to be brave, to be honest, all the things that built this great Western culture that we love.
Well, it's been a pleasure. We'll bring you back on, I'm sure, again at some point in time. Joe Mancini, your host, people, don't go far. You've got me for the next hour, so God help you, because I'm hot on some things. We'll be back.